Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. And yo, we right here on the show. The Grit of It All, Blog Talk Radio. What's your host? I am Tim Dean in the building. Is it you, Dean? With my homies. Yes, it is. Indeed, it is. Dean Tahuti in the building with brother here, Cootie.
That's me. What's going on, family?
Father, man.
I say, what's up?
Background shooting excuses, man.
Oh,
and can you dig it? Today's topic is pretty good of it all. Same-sex marriage. Let's discuss this.
You ready for this thing?
I don't know if they're ready. They think it's probably going to be some type of analytical discussion, but truly, when it comes to this, and me, there is nothing analytical about this. This is simply moral standpoint. That's it. Is it moral? I mean, not by definition of what moral would be. You didn't know it's not moral. It's kind of like fungi. You know what I'm saying? That's just terrible.
It's sort of a natural situation more than a moral. You know what I'm saying? It's a,
like a natural ad end.
Well, moral would mean a sort of a cultural adaptation. For us, it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
We're not culturally adapted to it. So we don't have to have a moral. It's a natural thing, which puts it in the realm of reality.
Also,
the realness of the actual, how we feel about it, is a stance that's real, and it is not, it doesn't need a moral fluff that's moral issue.
I think it's a mildew. So that's why I described that fungi as well. Ain't no light way to discuss that. Dude, this is what it is. So, just people out here fighting for rights. We discussed this in another show earlier, though, that this would be like a genre now. This is a fucking race. You know? The homosexual race now. Got their own nationality flag, own colors, a national color, your own Olympics, you got gay fruits and vegetables you eat. You know, there's gay grocery store.
There he is.
Is it really?
There are, gay communities, gay fruits and vegetables.
Oh, GMO?
GMOs?
So do homosexuals check the chart in the grocery store? I want a cart full of GMO.
Oh, is he fully? Is he fully? Oh,
homie.
He's all.
You know?
GMO. Hey, that's funny.
For real.
That's funny.
That's what I'm going with.
Do we separate the ladies and the men?
If you're being real, do you dislike homosexuality? Do you dislike it all together?
Yeah.
All together.
Do you?
Yeah.
Unless you're for it. You can't be for it and not for it.
There's no shallows of the male, female conundrum.
Oh, you're straddling into a situation.
With two women, I'm straddling.
That's what I'm right.
Okay,
right.
Oh, no.
But when we get to the point, for real, in perspective.
In the discussion we're having,
right.
No, there is no difference.
Right.
We come to marriage.
Marriage is a whole different thing than just being with. Women are liking the fact. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean I have to condone the marriage of it, as an example of society standpoint.
So
marriage is.
It was cool to get married?
No, but it was cool.
Congratulations.
We wasn't discussing. Without you asking that?
That's what it sounded like.
No, it's it. Because you don't have to be in a relationship to have sex.
Okay. It was your same sex.
Outside of marriage, it's just that. Just whether you're a man, women, and girlfriend,
right.
No matter what you say,
outside of
marriage, it's just that. condonement of but the actions of the homosexual, yeah, it's still just as bad. You got to be real with yourself.
That's
you got to stand on that. It's just an as fucked up
example to see
two women as it is to see two men.
Mm-hmm.
In your psyche, regardless of what you condition yourself to deal with as an acceptance of it being attractive to you, because men are going to say, well, shit, you know, I ain't with that shit, that gay stuff, but shit, two women sure can rock my boat.
But in reality, that's only if they with you. I don't care about two women kissing each other.
Right here, right.
Kissing each other with me involved.
And what I will say, though, is they get to that drawing line to where does the, or if there is any acceptance, where do it come into play at? Now, if we want to use it as a special blueprint, it wouldn't be that you would even marry these women or that you would even allow this stuff to be going on unless it was for a political movement, like Jesus and all those Pontius Pilate and all those homosexuals with their gayness. Double for the so it's gay with the homosexual in it. Double them two. You know? No, I don't believe that this should be same-sex marriages. No, to me, this should be same-sex relationships.
Well, let's specifically talking about
that's just my opinion, though.
Same-sex marriage, right?
Yes, that's where specifically we at, because this is
right.
In the political realm as of now being put.
So, same-sex marriage. What if you ain't into marriage at all? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That argument. Like, who cares about marriage?
Politically, married couples are supposed to be able to attain more.
Just economic.
Right. The way, you know, tax version and all that. So, politics set it up in a good way. So, imagine the personal benefits that's going to go along with a new, quote-unquote, I'm saying, a new race of minorities that's been invented called the new gay race, where they got them letters now. They don't want to be called gay. They want to be called LGBT.
LGBT.
They want to be called that. The alphabet for it. No. Again, I don't agree with that.
LGBT.
I don't think, even if they're going to push that agenda, I don't think it needs to be publicized at all. This is not breaking news. This is somebody, I don't think it would be a big issue when one of those mayors disagreed with it because he wasn't showing his face. He's saying that, man, fuck y'all's fight, but I'm more powerful than y'all. Because anybody who would oppose is going to use that religious, by God and, whatever his reasoning was for not wanting his state to be same-sex marriage going on. It should have been just as many of those Christians backing him, though. Notice that movement didn't take place.
Mm-hmm.
Where were the other pastors and all the Christians that were supposed to back his politics?
Mm-hmm.
If it's those who,
they're battling like that.
Politics and religion, and we're going to be on those too, then wouldn't that have been publicized? But where were those? Where are the special dollars that dude, you are special with no neck and a stiff head and a bank. Where are those people when it's time to put up the money to back that particular movement? If you value consent, I'm just saying, like a fourth of another color. But
fourth of another color.
Same sex marriage. I don't want it paraded in front of us. I don't want it paraded as if it's on me, since they have already stated where, homosexuality is accepted. I don't think that you need to parade it, It's not a race. You don't need no extra perks for being gay.
What the?
What is that?
Being gay has been held down all is for eternity.
Well, let's keep holding them down. Let's keep it in the closet. The reason why they put that shit in there. I usually put stuff in the closet because I wanted to fuck out the way.
I'm going to sit it up forever before I get ready to throw it out.
But hasn't been always Gabe, hasn't always been persecuted.
No, because Gabe was taught to you to be both. It was taught as taboo, and it was taught as acceptable only to a certain type of status. So it was taught to you to dislike it for real, and it was taught to you to like it at the same time.
Yeah, at the same time. Until we started to
pay attention to what is gay. What we know as being gay isn't what the original gay was. Like, it's when you look back at the 50s and the rock era, the disco era, gay started really coming to the forefront of being out. Gay was simply gay. You were gay, that was it. Wasn't no, we gotta have commercials to say we're gay.
It was a underworld lifestyle.
Yeah, basically.
Which is what it, I mean, why does it have to be a mainstream lifestyle? That's what, the whole push is to make it mainstream.
If it was edgy in the first place, why would you want that lifestyle as a leading? It was you the same political movement that had it oppressed. Where did the line cross to where you had to now say it's not a thing that we should seek now, we want it to be at the top. Okay.
So that we as thinkers that we are, you gotta then look at how they're pushing it, media pushing it, politics is
pushing it.
Everybody's pushing, corporate world's pushing it, you know what I'm saying?
That means it is part of the propaganda.
It's being pushed as a system-wide push
for homosexuality.
So where does that come from? What is that about?
Why is that here?
You know what I'm saying? What makes it
important that
agenda be served? And then how is it that homosexuals have this movement has so much support? There are not a lot of homosexuals. Not a lot. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's probably a lot of closets, you know what I'm saying? People in the cut trying to fake it, but in the general, when they do polls, and it's not a lot of homosexuals. So that support is coming from people claiming that they're not homosexual. So then we got to look at probably a lot of homosexuals in reality.
Well, when you look at what the purpose of the agenda is, something else I want to address and bring to the forefront. I would like for our sisters to understand the science behind the push for homosexuality.
Oh, yeah, let's go there.
Because the science behind it was that separation of home and then a heavy concentration on the gay agenda. You know, that Lifetime channel, that the press channel, and other channels of that nature help out single-parent moms in a push for homosexual agenda. So if they're meeting a man, giving you false imagery of a happiness or a balance when raising kids when there's not a male, you balance it out with a rational, well, I got my girlfriend. With my girlfriend. We're not gay. But he feels my gap for
not having
whatever that emotional. He'll listen to me and listen to that. Your natural dose will always yearn for that aggressive, that counter to your nature. So what it is not our sisters. Is the ones who didn't take the homosexual as physical out here. The mental program, the subconscious mental program, is shutting out brothers. Because what I constantly hear is, oh man, well, I'm waiting on God to give me the right one. Then you're waiting on God to give you the right dude. It's you saying that you haven't dealt with whatever it is that you need to deal with to accept a man approaching you. That's all that is. Because I can no longer, if I'm single, I'm single by choice. It's not because I'm waiting on some spook in the sky to drop off this special woman right here, right in front of me, because I've asked for it for 3 years. He didn't drop off the check I needed to get me a home to support this beautiful woman, but he dropped off the woman to me.
Where's he going to drop?
So, our sister needs to understand that.
When you talk about the sisters, how during the gay movement was mirrored by the feminist movement.
Yeah, yeah.
They came up together. You know what I'm saying? So you can see the propaganda feeling about sectionalizing populations in the community, in the nation. You know what I'm saying? Separate the women, separate gays, and get them.
But you had to feminize the men at the exact same time that you were giving them women that program. You know what I'm saying?
Women can start taking the lead position, and then
right, and that whole process, how you address men, and how you want to be competitive in the job force, and then the government. What people don't know is when the government goes ahead and gives all women lead in the job force.
Lead.
After you program all women to not be receptive to our men, to not nurture and help them build, but to recognize that I have and you not being a good enough man. So, which,
and then you, when we start tailoring this in specifics about our community, this issue, and the whole relationship situation, men and women, and the whole, you know, women can't find men, slim picking, single woman, the career woman, and, you know, ain't no man on her level, independent woman. It all plays in the gay thing, because that takes a whole portion of men away from her choice, I guess, you know what I'm saying? So it affects our community probably more than the general population, because first we are naturally, well, but conditionally, because of the situation we're in, susceptible to a lot of the propaganda being put out by the mainstream media. We just fall for everything that they put out there. Then they run the gay agenda, and you see, you know what I'm saying, young thugger out there doing this little fruity thing, getting the kids down with him, rapping and being gay, and then, you know, the Macklemore guy. They have become a part of our culture. Is homosexual just? We got to look at that as an offense to us. We got to deal with a relationship between men and women. Then this gay thing gets thrown on us, on our back. Like, damn, we can barely because of the situation we in as a community, barely handle the man female relationship dynamic.
Now we gotta.
And because of the situation, so now we got to deal with the gay thing being thrust upon us. So it's constantly trying to disorganize our home as a community. This the whole mainstream agenda. That's part of what that is. All the media, movies, television.
Something else you got to understand too, man.
Keep you away from the home.
All the gay stuff we're seeing. We got to understand how the propaganda box. And the puppet master works. All the homosexuality that you see ain't real. You know what I'm saying? Some of these TV shows, some of these gestures and certain things you see,
suggestive things,
they're just there for that. You know what I'm saying? Just for that. Just to keep that stimulated area of your brain open to the fact that. Like we said before.
Ryan and it's that Hegelian.
That Hegelian.
They be whipping that Hegelian out on us.
Man, it's like, that's what they work. I don't know how much we need to just drop names to people to pay attention to some of these titles. Fuck rapping some of the stuff we say. Your light bulb broke brighter, I'm pretty sure. Pretty great on our blog.
Talk radio.
This is a pretty good show. I'm really enjoying this talk, but I think it really needs to be discussed. Some of us got young children coming up behind us. It's important that us as men guard
our children, and don't say I'm homophobic because I don't want my son to be a fag. You're not going to bash me because I don't want my son to get down in the latest skin-tight jeans and little skirts.
Hey, dude, is homophobia in the
I don't know what that is.
Psychological dictionary?
I don't know.
We see you might talking about that. Yeah, the video where the lady was challenging.
Tracking them?
Like, this, it ain't in the DSM manual.
What?
Diagnosis of diseases and stuff.
So it's not real.
The same homophobia. All the other phobias in it. I'd be scared of another person
because of their gender.
Because of their, no, not because of their gender.
Oh, not because of their gender.
Gender orientation.
Gender orientation. Yeah, so that's like a fear?
Yeah, that's a made-up word, part of the propaganda.
Right.
Accept it in totality. That's been accepted.
Man.
Like, that's a real
but
thing.
But that's all it is. You know what I'm saying? They're giving us something, and then we accepting it as truth. You know what I'm saying? As a reality.
Right. Yeah, stop that. That's why.
That's why we
have built organizations. So we built an organization called Common Heritage, Common Destiny, trying to create our culture. Man, we have to own our culture and generate it out of positivity and love for each other. We got to come together and generate something that can work in this time, harking back to the past, what worked, you know what I'm saying, the lessons learned and the positive influences in the past, and use that to build something great, something that can last, the new dynasty. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we got to approach where we come from, Common Heritage, Common Destiny. That's what we do all the time. We're trying to build. You know what I'm saying? We can't just accept what they're giving us. We got to create a reality. The reality that we have living now is being created.
Yeah. That's why I'm so controversial. That's why I'm going to talk about whatever.
Right. It's so
inconducive.
Because
what's controversial? Or what? My opinion matters to me. I don't care who don't like it. My opinion matters to me.
And then, okay, we talk about same-sex marriage, right? Purpose of marriage?
Purpose. Political what?
Purpose of marriage.
I think it's
what is the purpose of marriage? Being create a child, ain't it? What else did it?
No, the purpose of union.
Union.
I mean, marriage is European, it's British.
So
marriage in itself is something different than union now from where we come from. We come from jumping a broom and then something before that. We weren't walking in a house then in front of the pastor.
No.
Everything was symbolic. So in essence, what the marriage was a union, public union of these two people that were supposed to unite and procreate from that.
Procreate out of what they were uniting.
But if they chose not to be together, they also wasn't persecuted and charged.
When I look back, you know what I'm saying, study history, they talk about, seal the marriage. You gotta have a baby. You know what I'm saying? You have to seal this marriage, man. You gotta make sure we
So
why does the whole thing about marriage saving virginity till marriage, waiting till marriage for sex? Now, is it just for sex? So you don't have a child? And so the whole point, key fact in marriage is procreation. Procreation.
Yeah. A major concept in marriage.
You know what I'm saying? We can just be together. We can just chill together. Y'all, do y'all thing. It's homosexual as hell.
But you know, now they look.
Why does that whole extra piece?
Hey, I'm glad they brought that up because I've been wanting to talk about that. Also, when you talk about same-sex marriage, you talk about same-sex marriage and adopting children.
That's part of that. That's part of their push too. That's part of the whole marriage push, to get the rights that a family would have. You know what I'm saying? A regular family would have. They want all those rights. custody type stuff, like adoption,
monetary,
economic.
Why are we sitting back, this damn information going on around us, and we're dealing with this shit? We're dealing with seeing two men get married and adopt a baby girl. We're dealing with two women get married and adopt a baby boy. I mean, I ain't going to go to the point of obviously racist involvement with the same situation we're on. I'm not going to go that deep into it. I'm just saying. Something, okay, even with same-sex two men that got married and adopted a boy, if neither of you are trying to be male in your productivity when it comes to society, what are you grooming the little boy to become? Not a productive male. You can only groom him into the ways of you because this is where he grow up around. The same with women. Hey, tell me, well, I'm raised, we were married, we were raised a girl, she's coming to be straight. She's not. She's been bicurious. She's been to that's all she see at home. At least,
look, for me, bicurious. Me, I ain't, you know what I'm saying, I ain't. Got to put it out there sometimes. So, okay, a female can't have children, right?
Mm.
She adopts or whatever, or she feels she's too old, she don't want to try to have kids, she might hurt herself, adopt, or whatever. She feel like the pain of childbirth, or she wants a 9-month, she's a career woman, so she just adopts. But those reasons that she could still have children. Homosexual would go and adopt. You weren't supposed to have children.
No.
If you chose a homosexual situation, you weren't supposed to have children.
There's no way you're supposed to have kids.
All right. But then you want children. You know what I'm saying? The psychology there is interesting. It's interesting. You want children,
mm-hmm.
you want a relationship that will produce
beauty.
Children for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's
all
twisted kids. Psychology.
I don't know, man. We can talk about this one all night. Can you give it off? Blog Talk Radio. Same sex marriage. Man, we just like to give a shout out to all our supporters. Thanks for keep on listening. Shout out to Karen Hill, Deidre Holt. Hey, y'all, you know what? I mean, I meant to mention to y'all that Deidre, the friend, you know, Lynette,
mm-hmm.
she's going to be the first lady for the show.
Okay, okay.
That's what I feel, y'all. I'm thinking, you know,
all right.
Get some balance on the show. Like mature, female, knowledgeable balance,
mm-hmm.
ready to get, you know,
look forward to it.
Beautiful queen, get her out here, get her voice. Everybody else.
You know, you stand to be trying around this thing.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Yeah,
we love y'all. Peace. Check us out tomorrow.